Today, we commemorate Remembrance Day to honor all those soldiers who have died on the ground. Now, younger generations may not know what today is about, and some are confused about its significance. To talk about Remembrance Day, Acting National President of RSL Australia, Robert Dick, joins us today on The Wire. Robert, thanks so much for joining us. And what is Remembrance Day and what does it mean for Australia?
Look, Remembrance Day is a very significant day in history of all countries in the British Commonwealth, where we stop at 11 a.m. on the 11th of November for a minute's silence to commemorate the end of the Great War in 1918. And it's in honour of all those that fought and died during that conflict, which involved many, many nations.
So it seems younger generations these days don't get the importance of Remembrance Day. What are your thoughts about this issue?
That there is still some people out there which aren't too sure what Remembrance Day is all about, and some confuse it with a replication of Anzac Day, which is not the case. And, you know, they commemorate two different events in history. And Remembrance Day is very, very important because it recognises all those that died during that great conflict. And the education program in the background is getting better, where people are becoming more aware of the situation as to why these people actually were involved in such a conflict. And the good things that came out of that in our democratic countries, you know, like Britain, Australia, America, France and so on, where we actually fought for the freedom of people and their speech. And this is a way of recognising the sacrifice made by all those people involved in that conflict.
And what does a poppy flower mean in Remembrance Day?
The poppy flower was first noticed in the Flanders Fields, which is an area within Belgium, where this red poppy sprung up out of this bare earth, which was absolutely destroyed by warfare with artillery and so on. And this red poppy just flowered in the middle of all this devastation, and it was recognised as representing, you know, the blood and sacrifice of all those that fought during the war, and it has become the symbol of Remembrance Day throughout the British Commonwealth.
Great. And Robert, how did you commemorate this day?
I actually commemorated Remembrance Day at the Hobart City Cenotaph. I was escorting the Governor of Tasmania, who made a very, very poignant speech about the significance of this day and what it means today and into the future for us to remember all those that have died in war.
How can we honour and respect fallen soldiers across Australia?
One of the things that we can do is to actually, you know, respect everybody that actually pulls a uniform in defence of their nation. And I always say to people, if you see a veteran or a soldier, sailor, airman or airwoman walking down the street, walk up to them and say thank you. That means an awful lot to those people that their service is recognised. And by buying a poppy on Remembrance Day, we are honouring all those that have served and all those that have gone before us.
And what would you like to say to the younger generations who don't know what Remembrance Day is?
I'd like to point out to them that Remembrance Day is not a celebration in any way, shape or form. It is commemoration. It is to honour everybody that has served in war, and that is a way that we can show our respect for their duty and also honouring the freedom with which they earned for us, because they gave up their their life and their yesterday for our today. And we must remember that and honour that at every opportunity we get.
Excellent, Robert. Well, we're going to leave it there, but thank you very much for your time. And that was Acting National President of the RSL Australia, Robert Dick, talking about Remembrance Day and its significance, lest we forget.